Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Do we want you paying rent in 2022?
No!
Exactly. So how about you text this to us? The keyword is tune, as in like what you listen to on Virgin Radio. Tune.
Little Tunesky.
Don't ever say Tunesky again.
Tunerooski.
Ew. Tunesky.
Hey, listen to some Nickelback, some Tunskys.
Tune. T-U-N-E. Text tune and your name to 999999 right now. We're giving you 5 minutes, and I know that's a lot at 6 a.m. We're all moving a little bit slow. It's a rainy morning. You know what? I want you to think about this. Living rent-free 2022. So when your paycheck comes in and it looks fat and delicious, your rent's not going to eat half of it. All right? Let's take care of it. We'll call you back, pick up the phone, and when you do, you win $100 instantly and you're in the draw. Right now, it's the weekend. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Living rent-free in 2022. All you have to do is text in a keyword. We call you back. That's it. It's so easy. So we've called somebody back. Samantha, what are you doing right now?
I'm currently sitting in Starbucks drive-thru on my way to work.
What are you getting?
Iced coffee.
Bold for mid-October.
Now, do you do light ice or do you just do the full ice?
Oh, no, light ice.
Yeah, I'm light ice as well. I'm like, thank you. Exactly. I think they shortchange us on the full ice.
No way. That's crazy.
You know what I don't like? The new lids where they have the little opening.
Thank you.
And then the ice melts a bit and then it slips through the hole. No, she's definitely getting her order.
Sorry, I got my ice coffee, but I was listening.
Well, you missed out because I was saying something pretty cool.
Hey, congratulations. You're in the draw for Living Rent Free 2022.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
TJ, you want to start that story again?
All right, so I was talking about ice.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, I got to ask this. What's the most boring thing that you love? That's interesting. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe I love this so much. Jax, for the first time yesterday, experience something that I've been raving about for years.
Oh, yeah.
And it's something that everybody looks at me like, you just sound like a dad. I'm like, I know, but it's the greatest.
Is it the love of a good woman?
Well, that's good too, but no.
Okay.
Right. No, it's not. It's not, and it's not yelling at the TV during a hockey game. It is what, Jax?
Going to the dump.
Woo!
Woo!
What is wrong with both of you?
I had a bunch of cardboard downstairs and some styrofoam, you know, when you get like furniture delivered, that I've been putting off for months and months and months and months because A, I didn't want to go to the dump, and B, I have a Volkswagen Golf, so like how am I going to bring all this stuff to the dump?
True.
So I've been putting it off, and I know that there's one down the street in the East End from me. So I finally went yesterday, and gentlemen, I can safely say that I have a new favorite spot in town.
Is that right?
It is. First of all, for a dump? Quite clean, I must say.
Are you guys sponsored by the dump?
No, like, what is... It's very organized. Second of all, what a great view of the skyline.
Isn't it
great? Really is. It's quite pretty down there.
Yeah, down by the lake. Yeah, for sure.
And three, the service. I met a new friend yesterday.
Of course you did.
See, I've been to the dump a million times. I've never made a friend.
Oh, yeah, hey, I'm Jax. I'm the most friendly person on earth. And surprisingly enough, I made a new friend.
The toll booth where you have to come in and like weigh in. Mm-hmm. Her name's Desiree. And she was so nice. I had two, I can phrase that better. I was going to say two free dumps, but it didn't cost me anything because like the Volkswagen was so light and so was the cardboard. So we had just a great time chatting. She was giving me back my deposit. And when I told her like, this is incredible, she told me this is the first time that she's ever heard that from someone coming through the dump. But I loved it. It was organized, therapeutic, and satisfying. I'll be back. Dump.
I got a great spot for you to go. Got a little date spot. You can take Michelle. Service Ontario.
Oh,
if you love the dump, you're going to love Service Ontario.
I don't mind Service Ontario, again, because people are nice.
I got mad at the dump. The dump and I almost broke up over during COVID because, so here's the thing.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
They so there's only so much garbage that the people who collect garbage are going to take, right? And so you do have to go do your dump runs. But the city of Toronto's like, no, we don't want to spread COVID, even though the dumps are outside.
Yeah.
And so they shut all the dumps right up until like June of this year.
Yeah, they did.
What? And so I would have to drive like an hour to Whitby, which you weren't supposed to do because their dumps were all open. And so for the city of Toronto, it's like, no, like we can only accept commercial garbage. None of your residential stuff here. And I was so mad. But then then it's almost like a, you know, a bad relationship you get back into afterwards. It's like, you know, you
take I just each can't
other's clothes
you.
Off again, and you're like, God, this is great.
I hate you, but I love you.
I hate you, but I love you.
Yeah.
So I have a love-hate with the dump right now in Toronto because... And there's a few of them. There's Bermondsey. There's the one by the lakeshore.
I will be going to different dumps to see the experience.
Oh, so you're going to abandon Deseret.
Yeah. No, I love Deseret. She's so nice. What great service at the dump, I must say.
So here's the question. What's the most boring thing that you absolutely love?
Jax now.
I don't think that's incorrect.
Hey!
Yeah.
Hey!
They told us getting older wouldn't be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Uh-huh.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, you don't know about the dump? You don't know about the dump?
Love the dump.
The dump is, it's Jax's new favorite pastime.
I'll be back.
It's fun.
I'm collecting cardboard to go back.
And honestly,
stop.
Sometimes if you just need something to do and you're like, I just need to get out for a drive, the dump's a great place to drop things.
There's a thousand other places you can go. We live in one of the most beautiful places on earth. I'm sure you could do better than the dump.
Has a beautiful view of the city.
It does actually.
It does.
Cool. So there's a lot of other hills.
It's beautiful. Like you're at Rebel.
Yeah. It is like it is, Rebel. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. All right. So what do we got on text, people? The question was like, hey, listen, it's super boring to everybody else, but you're like, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I don't find this one that boring, but Adam in the 705, the most boring thing that I love is golf.
Oh, I
am a
golf
professional, and everyone hates on me for it until they actually play / get into the game.
Golf is good until it's not good, and then you see people wrapping their clubs around trees.
Yeah, there's a lot of tempers on the course. I grew up playing golf, and I was always ashamed to say that because people were like, oh, golf's boring. It's quite therapeutic. You're out in the you know, woods where I would usually
you're
shoot my ball.
In the woods?
Yeah,
the manicured woods where it's $20,000 for a membership.
Yeah, I wasn't on the fairway a lot.
I was just a woodsy gal.
Yeah.
Mike in the 905, I love chess. I watch a lot of chess videos on YouTube, and I like to discuss competitive chess with my friends.
Hey.
Wow.
They could not be less interested.
That's niche.
Yes.
Queen's Gambit must have been your coming out party.
So I'm fairly certain that after Queen's Gambit, there was a chess influencer who really took off in popularity because of that show with the girl with the really bad bangs.
You always
leave
talk
her
about her haircut.
Last one from the 905. I love taking my duvets and large comforters to the local laundromat. It's very interesting people there, very interesting things that you see there, and very interesting conversations to be had at the laundromat.
I had to go to the laundromat for a long time, and it is a good place. It's a good place to meet friends. Like, in your community.
Who are you? Like, I love the dump and making friends at the laundromat.
Now, I was with you on the dump, but the laundromat friends?
Yeah, they're
good place to get meet locals in
they're
your community.
They're literally just people from your neighborhood.
That's like an ad on an adult website.
It's
locals in your community. Like, what's happening here?
Singles waiting for you at a laundromat.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Curb Lane patios are going to be forced to close by the beginning of November, November the 10th. The removal order refers to curb lane patios only. Registered patios that exist on sidewalks won't be going anywhere. That's part of CAFETO. They're permitted to stay in place throughout the winter until April the 14th of 2022. Although a new report recommends, however, that the CAFETO program will become a permanent program in Toronto in the next few years.
Good. Yes.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I mean, once you kind of got used to a lot of the streets being a bit more congested because a lot of these eat into streets and the sidewalks being a little bit busier in certain spots, it's kind of nice. And it gives the restaurants way more a chance to make money,
Absolutely.
Which is fantastic stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken a Tinder date to a wedding? What happened? Because Tinder wants this to happen way more. They've released a new plus one feature for finding wedding dates. They partnered with a wedding planning site called WeddingWire to launch Plus One. The Tinder add-on is the app's is on the app's explore page, and it lets users play interactive games instead of just chatting.
Oh, damn.
I was at a wedding once where somebody brought a high-end escort.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
How was that?
Well, she was really nice. Yeah. He was a mess. I felt bad for her. I'm like, because she was working, right?
Yeah.
And like, she was super nice, really polite to everybody, told funny stories, that sort of thing. He was a drunken disaster. He's not from Toronto, but he was a radio guy, and he was just full of insecurities. And
good.
Oh boy, I felt bad. You know, like
I feel bad.
You know,
for
when somebody's like, they're not liking their job.
She's
tonight.
Literally just trying to work.
Yeah.
I also can't wait to find out who that radio person was.
Oh, I'll tell you.
10 pre-pandemic irritations that are back as things return to air quotes normal. This, according to a new survey from my favorite website, studyfunds.org.
Oh, good.
This is classic TJ content. The most popular response was, of course, sitting in traffic. Now that we're all back on the roads, traffic is a thing again. Other stuff on the list Sorry, the second most popular was taking COVID-19 tests, which, Adam, you've lived through with Everly like 19 times.
Yeah. Six or seven times at least.
Other answers include filling up the car with gas more often, commuting, having less spare time to do household chores, finding a parking space, having to clean the house for visitors, having to attend social events, going to meetings in person, and having to visit extended family members like the in-laws. So, you hate your in-laws? Texas 999-999. Cool. That's what's trending up, TJ.
That's right. Let's start a hate fest for your in-laws.
Yeah.
That's what we do here. Hey, just over an hour from right now, it's going to be another keyword time for you so you can get your rent paid with Virgin Radio in 2022.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Rainy this morning, 18 degrees and sunny this afternoon, though. Not bad this weekend, because we're already talking about the weekend, because hello, it's Thursday morning.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, it is.
10 tomorrow, 9 Saturday, 11 Sunday. But hey, it's the weekend. Who cares? I'm actually having one of those weekends. My girlfriend and I plan one each month where we don't do anything.
Those are the best.
We have a clear weekend, and we try to keep it that way as much as possible, at least once a month.
I'll believe that when I see it.
I know.
It's difficult,
but you know, it's as much as possible. It's like movie nights, and we're actually going to go to the theater.
Hey,
what movie are you
going to go to? The talkies, and we're going to go see the new James Bond movie on Friday.
Oh, cool!
But you know what's cool, because we're morning show people. We're having dinner at 4.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Going to see the movie at 6, going to be home at 10 for a nice crisp sleep.
Nice.
Yeah, maybe have a bowl of ice cream when you're done.
Oh, man, let's not get crazy.
Yeah, I can't handle the dairy.
I was thinking about this, I have not been to a movie theater, and I don't know how long it's been for you, but for me, it's been easily 2 years. Before the pandemic, Everly was like 6 months old.
True.
We're going to movies.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's got to be at least 2 years, maybe more.
Seen two movies since the theaters opened back up, and they were both Ryan Reynolds movies. So I'm very proud of my decisions.
That's all that's been in theaters is Ryan Reynolds movies.
He's done fine through this pandemic.
And were they good?
Yeah, they were really fun.
Which ones?
The Hitman's Bodyguard's Wife, which is just a fun, good time. And then what's the one with Jodie Comer?
Free Guy. Is that good?
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Okay.
There are some movies that you watch that are just movie theater movies. You know, you just go, you get the popcorn, you're just there for the vibes.
Mm-hmm.
I was just there for the vibes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now,
all right.
In a couple of songs, TJ's going to tell you a story. It's about a man who was ticketed for expressing himself with two hands on the road.
Adam.
Not what you think, but he was expressing himself with both hands.
Oh, God.
We'll let TJ explain for you.
Won't we?
7:10. Right now, Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A man in Burlington, Ontario was pulled over in his vehicle for playing the flute with both hands while driving.
I love it.
This is not a euphemism. He's actually playing the flute, a wooden flute, and he got a ticket for distracted driving.
Got to practice where you got to practice, man.
Maybe you practice when you're pulled over, not on the highway. Halton Regional Police Service. Burlington shared the news on Twitter Wednesday afternoon, tagging the post, hashtag flutes and driving don't mix. The police received a distracted driving call and expected it to be a phone, but it was a flute.
Yeah.
He apparently was playing along to a song on his iPod.
Incredible.
And has been charged.
I love this because there's been really, really, really dark headlines for a long time. And this one, I even tweeted about it. It made me excited. I was like, ha ha. It's just a light. Literally a criminal charge, but it's like, it's like a light and funny story, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure it's super funny for him who just got his license suspended for 3 days.
Listen, he was playing with fire, okay?
I know that I would be thrilled if I knew somebody's playing the flute next to me while I was driving. Just thrilled. Light, happy story.
You know, because the QEW is never a mess, so why not play the flute on it?
Did you see there was somebody in Vancouver who was caught sleeping in their Tesla?
Yeah, because it was a self-driving one, right?
Yeah, yeah, which you still have to kind of
somewhat be aware.
You have to keep an eye on it.
They were charged, I think they were only fined like $800, which I was... And like 3 points, which seems like they got off easy, doesn't it?
You lose more points for other things. I am curious to know what the punishment for fluting and driving is.
Well, if it's distracted driving, they're not messing around with that anymore. Yeah. I think it's an automatic 3-day license suspension.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's quite a bit of points. I don't want to guess.
Now, if
like
you have
six.
A 3-day license suspension, do you have to go get it reinstated? Because that's the thing about a license suspension. I don't know if you guys ever had your license suspended.
No, I
had mine suspended for failure to pay a ticket. And I didn't know I had the ticket. So I had to go. The thing about it is it's not about the suspension. The suspension
it's really not about anything, really. It's about going and waiting and doing, and it's almost like the driving people are punishing you. That's the point, right? It's sort of like I think this happened when I was like 24.
Okay.
And I have basically got a small speeding ticket, forgot I had to pay it, didn't pay it, license was suspended for 5 days.
Bad
and
boy.
So I had to go and it took, the whole process took like 3 hours, and
what?
I was the only one in there. But the punishment is you having
is
to show
time.
Up,
yeah.
Fill out the paperwork, not be able to drive. Like, and the notice in the mail is crazy. It's all caps lock, and it's like, do not drive or you will be, you know, you'll be criminally charged and blah, blah.
Whoa.
I'm like, oh my God. Like, it was scary. And I never did it again.
So the life lesson in this, if there's one to take away, is that the flute is an evil instrument.
Yeah. Never play the flute again, ever.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
6 month relationship anniversary. Does it exist? For some people, it does. And producer Leah, for some reason, wants to celebrate it. Is that what's happening here?
I feel like I talk about RJ every single day I'm on the
you
air
do.
Here.
I guess you like him.
And I think I just do. And
I like it.
And I'm about to say some more things.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm an excited girl. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the relationship I'm in. 6 months is actually 3 months away. This is how excited I am.
Oh.
It's not even soon.
What?
It's not even soon.
Hang on, guys. Hang on.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Rough start, but keep going.
Okay, so I asked Jax the other day, did you celebrate your 6 months with Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember what you told me. But
just blacked it out. Yeah.
At 6 months, Jax was not even admitting to dating Michelle.
Wow.
Yeah, you missed
That's
it all last summer.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
crazy.
Very different
for me. I was
playing
it cool.
Okay, so yeah, I want to get everybody's opinion.
Okay.
Like, am I too old to be celebrating a 6 month relationship?
And you're in your 30s, right?
Yeah. We don't have to disclose the age exactly.
That's why I said I gave yeah. him the decade.
Early 30s, we can say, actually. We can still say
we
that.
We can say it. Would
we
it
can
be
still
true?
Say it. I don't lie.
We can say a lot of things.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So how does RJ feel about this?
I haven't brought it up to him, but yeah, he's going to hear this.
How do you think he's going to feel about this?
He's going to be like, you talk about me a lot. You're like a little obsessed, but like maybe he feels the same way
yeah.
and maybe he wants to celebrate
yeah.
too. I think there could be something there.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Hell
somebody.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh.
Celebrate everything. And I keep saying this, but it's been a rough couple years. Celebrate everything.
Yeah.
And even if it wasn't a rough couple years, I think that life is short and romance is beautiful and love is really, really nice. So celebrate the hell out of it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to take
it.
That in.
Do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Mark the day on the calendar. I agree with Jax.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
A bit of a romantic at heart.
Yeah.
I like to move girls in about 2 weeks into dating them.
That
Why
is true.
Not celebrate
that
six
is true.
Months? Like
ah,
Jax
okay.
said, life's been dark enough. And also, it's fun. And just because you're celebrating doesn't mean you have to go to the top of the CN Tower to
yeah,
be edge walk
yeah.
to profess your love
we're
for each
we're
other.
We're probably going to do something crazy.
Okay.
We've already done a lot of things in our first 3 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe dial it back to like a dinner.
Okay.
All right. Divorced
yeah.
Adam. What do you think?
I'm waiting on you.
Okay.
Wow. Can you believe the hate I get in this room?
Oh,
all
man.
Right, so here's where I need your help at 999999 or 416-872-9999. You're listening to this, and you know that all three people that you've just heard from are out of their minds. You know they're out of their minds. You know
what?
That they're just
out
completely out to lunch here on this
Adam.
One.
Adam.
You know this. I need you to back me on this. And the reason I say that is because what have you earned at 6 months?
What?
Whoa.
Pardon me?
What have you earned?
No. Let me finish.
So here's the thing. An anniversary is a marker of we have succeeded this far and we have done these things.
Uh-huh.
At 6 months, what have you done? Well, we've seen each other a couple times a week and he doesn't stay over on weekdays.
Adam.
No, he's not wrong.
No, TJ, pick your side. Pick
I'm
your
on
side.
Your side, but
pick your side.
He doesn't stay over on weekdays.
Listen, you
no.
can express love. You should have romantic dates. You should have weekends away. But if I see an Instagram post about a six-month thing,
yeah.
unless it's
oh.
a child, in which case, fine, because the first 6 months are the worst 6 months, then
okay.
no, they are. The first
yeah,
6 months
yeah.
of having a kid
no.
is the worst.
No.
But the you have not, you this is the easy part. Well, you haven't earned anything yet.
What's the return on investment here? Come on. Okay, but what do you
the
really deserve?
The ROI is a little skewed.
No, no.
Okay, but when you say earned, like, what are you supposed to earn? Like, what
it's
am I trying to gather
here?
It's supposed
to be a marker of achievement together.
No, it's not.
The things
not.
You've done together.
No, it's not.
You guys are like, wow, we went to Niagara and we went to IHOP and then we went to New York and had some fun.
That's
had
a
some
lot
fun.
Of earning,
I That's
say.
Not earning. That's dating.
Leah.
It's supposed to be easy. The dating is supposed to be easy.
Anniversaries are both celebrating, not earning, and it's about your keyword, your relationship.
Yeah.
So you celebrate it any way you want to, Leah. I think it's beautiful.
No, Leah, Adam's right. You have to go through turmoil first before you can celebrate anything.
Oh. You got to break up four times.
No, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't have amazing romantic dates. It doesn't mean you shouldn't celebrate. Like, please don't get it twisted. I love romance. I love love. I love all that stuff.
Yeah.
Despite being divorced, that's never changed.
You are sappy.
I 100%.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. But I also think that maybe it's like, how about you save the anniversary for when it matters? And in the meantime, just enjoy dating and don't put a marker on it. It's just like, who cares? Yeah, we've been dating for 6 months. Great. Let's see if we make it to a year. Sure has been fun, hasn't it?
I'm confused.
Hit us up, 999-999. You tell us what you think. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So the question is, do you celebrate a six-month anniversary? This is producer Leah who is considering this. By the way, she's 3 months into a relationship and planning the six-month anniversary. And everybody's like, hey, Adam, why are you so bitter?
What's wrong with it?
Why are you so bitter? And I'm like, yo, I'm the only one in this room who's speaking sanity, which is you didn't earn anything at 6 months.
Okay.
The 6 months thing is supposed to be easy. That's the easy
then
part.
Then celebrate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's, celebrate it?
If it's nice and fun, celebrate it, baby.
Celebrate the fun, not the earnings.
I gotta celebrate pain.
Adam, let me ask you a question. When Everly graduates kindergarten, are you gonna celebrate or are you gonna say, well, that was the easy part?
I will celebrate that because that will be an achievement for her.
No,
it will be more than 6 months in kindergarten.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah. Maybe they got me there.
Nice try.
Yeah, that didn't work.
And she'll have words that she's spelling and things like that.
Yeah.
That will be a thing. Leah and RJ are not even at the spelling word stage. They're still at the pull out the blocks and then put them back stage.
Yeah,
okay, so what are the texts saying?
From the 905, in a dating culture of swiping and flipping through the catalog,
this feels like an article from a magazine.
Getting the 6 months is a great accomplishment.
Yeah, thank you.
Celebrate.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Adam.
I'm gonna put that on my inspirational Instagram profile.
Oh, he's lashing out. For the 647, sorry, Leah. The fact that she is planning a 6 month anniversary at 3 months is insane.
Ow.
LOL. No, why not?
Thank you. RJ, are you hearing this? Stop this.
It. No,
doesn't
don't
mean
reach
that, no.
out. Don't talk to
don't.
Him.
Don't talk.
That's right.
Last text here from the 416. The people that celebrate 6 month long relationships are the same that celebrate half birthdays.
That is simply
that's
not true.
That's not
true. I don't think that's true.
That's
listen,
true.
Nobody.
I would never.
You celebrate your half birthday, you're two extra. I think we're agreed on that, right?
We all agree
absolutely.
On that. Come on.
Yeah. TJ?
Well, no, don't check your emails.
Okay. Hey, Jessica, what's up? What do you think?
Do it.
Yes.
Why not? Dating in a pandemic? Not easy.
No, it's
a
not.
A marriage in a pandemic? Not easy.
Oh, yeah, Adam.
Maybe it becomes so difficult. What's the harm in taking an hour or 2 hours out of your day to have dinner with your special someone?
Oh,
you don't know, producer Leah. An hour or 2 hours?
What?
No, this would
be
like
a full
week.
Day spectacle.
I know you well enough now. This is going to be
gonna
a celebration.
As it be extra Leah.
She's going to go to City Hall and get a permit for a parade. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is that okay? No,
yes,
that's okay.
Yes, it is.
If you start planning the parade now, I think it's
that
okay.
That might be considered a vacation then.
Yeah.
We could go away. We might go away.
But no, it's just a moment that you guys spend together.
Yeah,
thank you,
and
thank
if,
you,
if it has a title to it, then what's the harm in that? If he digs it, then sure.
Leah, what were you planning for the 6 month anniversary?
That was going to be my next question. Once you guys agreed with me, I was going to have a couple options.
Adam,
for you.
Any ideas?
Oh, I'm sure she'll figure it out.
Break up and move on.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex.
Yeah!
Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Did you know that looking at funny COVID memes makes the pandemic feel less stressful? So according to new research, researchers showed one group of people a bunch of popular COVID memes. Meanwhile, another group saw other types of media. That's a direct quote from the study. Huh. I don't know what that is. Later on, they were all asked to rate how stressed they were about the pandemic, and the ones who saw the memes were coping much better. The authors of the study say it shows how powerful humor is and how it can reframe the way we feel about stuff, even something as serious as a pandemic. So gotta get those memes in ya.
Get it in.
Facebook is looking to rebrand itself. Of course, I don't know if you've been following the news the last decade or so. Facebook has been under a lot of heat from regulators and lawmakers. And Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has been talking up something called the Metaverse, which is a digital world where people can move between different devices and communicate in a virtual environment. He's been talking about this since July. That group has invested heavily in virtual reality and augmented reality, developing hardware such as an Oculus VR headsets and working on AR glasses and wristband technologies. All this to say, Mark Zuckerberg's playing 3D chess with our minds, and Facebook's going to change its name. Now, it doesn't mean that Facebook.com is going to cease to exist. It's their parent company, Facebook Inc.
Maybe
so it's
they
like,
should.
It's like Google when Google became Alphabet.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. A museum has started an OnlyFans account after TikTok banned it for posting nudes. So they would show a bunch of art, which had obviously nude artwork in it, and TikTok banned it. So they started an OnlyFans account. It's Italy's Albertini Museum. And Albertini's Museum's TikTok ban happened in July, with a straw-breaking moment coming when they uploaded photos from a Japanese artist which depicted women's breasts.
Okay, oh, so no, not women's breasts.
TikTok's totally cool with prioritizing teenagers and dancing in skimpy clothes, which the algorithm apparently is, but some art with some boobs in it is a problem.
Also, TikTok is A-okay with a lot of violent things. Like,
oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
100%.
Totally. Okay.
That's wild.
A lot of things slip through the cracks at TikTok, but not art. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Hey, we've got another code word for you. If you would like to have your rent paid in 2022, we're going to make it happen for you. 8 o'clock, and right now, Eminem.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know when your friend is about to do something that you're fully aware is going to stress them out, and you know that they're going to bring it with them every time you guys go out, every time you're at work together, whatever it is?
Yeah.
So when TJ said, hey, you know the condo I bought 6 months ago? We're putting it on the market. We're moving.
Fast and loose in the real estate market over here.
We were happy for him.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, this is cool. But we knew, even though he said, nah, I'm ready, he would be stressed about it.
Yeah, but to be fair to me, I'm stressed about everything all the time.
You know what? That is true.
I run
really
at a high
point.
Level of stress for no reason.
Point.
So so let's talk about this a little bit, because you might have heard earlier this week about this, and TJ like has to clean his apartment anyway on a normal day, but imagine having people come over all the time, and he's a super type A guy. So nothing can be out of place. So you've had three showings in 48 hours, which is great.
Yeah. Busy.
Busy guy. And one of the things that I loved, you got to tell us what you told us this morning about the real estate agents and what they're not leaving.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a bad sign that they weren't leaving business cards. Because of the three showings, only one left a business card.
Right.
And I texted Val, my girlfriend, in a panic. And I said, they're not leaving their cards. Something's wrong. And she said, just leave it alone.
Yeah.
And I ignored that advice and called our realtor and said,
why?
Is everything okay?
Right.
And they said, just leave it alone.
Well, because in COVID, a lot of people are not leaving stuff behind anymore.
That's what I was told.
So wait, you were like, oh, they don't like me and they don't like the place. I got to call my real estate agent.
Yeah.
This
and
is
here's
my
the
fault.
Thing. Yeah. So anytime I've looked at a place, and like, I don't know if you guys have done this too, but when you go, normally there's always a bunch of cards left on the table. Mm-hmm. And then I think it plays in your mind subconsciously, like, oh, a lot of people have seen this place. There's a lot of interest, and it kind of ramps up the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting upset that nobody's leaving their cards. So I put a legitimate amount of research into making fake realtor business cards, and I was going to leave them in my own apartment,
TJ.
Or maybe I was going to go collect some at offices nearby and then just leave them on the counter.
When's therapy next? When's therapy next?
I'll tell you this, Jax, not soon enough. Not soon enough.
Oh, dear.
So, anyway, things are going really well.
Keeping busy.
A little tense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's probably because you didn't clean it enough. That's what I heard.
Oh, no, I did.
No, everything's fine. Everything's fine. It's COVID, like Adam said.
But I mean, it
maybe
could not be fine.
Maybe it's not
maybe
fine.
Maybe it's not fine.
Maybe you are so, the reason your house isn't selling.
Is it my fault? What we've never discussed is what happens with you and Val if you don't get an offer in the first week or 2 weeks.
That's a
or
good
3 weeks.
Yeah, what happens?
What does happen? What's the plan?
Step one is panic, freak out.
Okay.
Step two, probably cry a little bit.
Okay.
Step three is probably blame Val.
Oh, no.
Blame Val. That's good.
Step four, take it off the market because I'm stubborn.
Okay.
If I can't have it, no one can.
So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I can't relate to that. Well, you're the rest of our studio.
Yeah.
But if you're listening to this and going, I can relate to that, we want to hear from you. 999 or 416-872-9999. Let's be honest. Moving is actually in the top three things that are the most stressful.
It is. Yeah.
They're saying, I think it's divorce, new job, and moving are the top three.
Yeah.
So I just want to know what you did to get past the stress. We got a text from Lindsay.
Yeah.
Hey, with TJ on this, we're selling our house. Basically, the business card thing totally works. Yeah. That's what they're saying.
All right, everyone, send me your business cards.
Teach TJ how to. Sometimes Jax will say to TJ, "You need a task."
Yeah,
yeah.
So what do you do with TJ and his stress? If you're like TJ, how did you get through the stress of people going through your house every day, judging it and going, "Is this worth our money?" Because that's what it is.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I feel like a show pony. Also, the other thing that drives me nuts is when I come home and like the closet's open, and I know they're gonna look in the closet, but I feel icky that they're looking at my stuff, you know.
No.
Just me.
It's just the H&M catalog. 416-872-9999 999 to text. Hey, I got that for $20 last week.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's, you know, it's interesting when you're not a Type A person and you talk to somebody that is, because you realize how much of their lives is spent stressing out about not being stressed out. And what I mean by that is TJ will do so many things so he doesn't stress himself out.
Mm-hmm.
You'll put out your clothes the night before.
Yep.
What else do you do? You do a lot of different things.
Like just my nighttime routine. I lay out my clothes. I take the old K-cup out of my K-cup, out of the Keurig. I refill it with water, but I put my cup right by it and I make sure that the creamer I use is good to go in the fridge. And I also put my lunch bag by the fridge so I remember to put all the things that are in the fridge into my lunch bag and I put them in my backpack.
Gotta have space for my banana.
And my protein shake.
Well, imagine what it would be like if you walked out the door without his banana and his protein shake.
Catastrophic.
You guys laugh. It saves me 3 minutes in the morning.
Well, see, this is what maximizing efficiency. Yeah. But you can imagine then what it's like for TJ when, and anybody that's Type A, when somebody is in their space looking to buy their condo. So a little bit of, we're going to give them a little bit of grace here. But TJ was talking about how you wanted to create fake realtor cards.
Yeah, and leave them on my counter.
Yes.
Because the people who have come to see it haven't been leaving their cards. And I overthought it and thought that they hate the place.
And people are texting and saying that that actually works.
Apparently, which doesn't help.
What else do we have?
We got a bunch of texts here. Actually, one doesn't really agree with that. Text from the 416 from Amanda. Too many business cards also means that people have seen it and it still hasn't sold.
Interesting.
Sorry, that's from Jessica. Yeah, still hasn't sold. Right. So you don't want to make it look like a lot of people have come through, right?
God bless you, Jessica.
A very supportive text here from the 705. Yoga and retail therapy. Good luck, TJ. Smiley face.
Oh, that's
spent
some money.
Isn't that really nice?
Yeah.
Also, a text from 905 here. TJ, I've spent half of my life being anxious and I'm already medicated, so I can only imagine what you're going through here, man. I got you.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Right?
There's a lot of
support.
A lot of commiseration. I love it. Thank you, guys.
So a text here. There's a couple texts here pertaining to toilet seats.
Let's hear
it. Seems like. Okay. So text from 905. Our real estate agent told us to leave our toilet seats down. We'd come back after showing and they'd be up. So they were either using them or looking at them. So that way you know that people are interested, TJ. Leave your toilet seats down.
If you're really interested in the home, you look in the toilet bowl. That's what I've always heard.
Yeah. Okay. Looking into it.
All right.
Yeah, a couple people not agreeing with the business card thing as well. I don't think you should do the business card move. I don't think so, TJ.
You need to track them down throughout Southern Ontario.
I know you're really busy, but I don't think you should do that.
Did you take all your personal pictures down too?
Yeah, the only one we really have up is like, there's like a picture of the dog.
Just
you know,
the
dog? We only get the dog every 2 weeks, so I forget what she looks like.
So sometimes you just stare at the dog picture?
Yeah.
Need to have a picture of my stepdog.
I'm in her life, half her life, but it's a meaningful half life.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Curb lane patios will be forced to go by the beginning of November.
No.
November the 10th, to be more specific. But the removal orders refer to curb lane patios only. Registered patios that exist on sidewalks won't be going anywhere. That's part of CAFETO. They're permitted to remain in place throughout the winter until April 2022. It sounds like it's going to be a permanent program in the coming years, which is a cool idea. I mean, once you got used to you know, things being a little bit more congested, it actually was pretty awesome.
Felt very Montreal, very Europe. I liked it.
Yeah, and it's great for the restaurants, too. It gives them a chance to make some more money,
That's
which
right.
they need.
Yeah.
You took a Tinder date to a wedding. Did anything bad ever happen? Because Tinder wants it to happen more often. They released a new feature called Plus One. It's for finding wedding dates. They partnered with the wedding planning site WeddingWire to launch Plus One. The Tinder add-on is available through the app's Explore page. I'm not sure if it's here in Canada yet. It sounds like it might just be in the States for now. But they usually test things in the States and Australia. Or Canada,
and then come here.
And then it goes worldwide, so I'll have to wait and see on that. Here are 10 pre-pandemic irritations that are coming back as things return to normal. This is from my favorite wedding, favorite website of all time, studyfinds.org. The most popular response was sitting in traffic, of course. Number two in that list was taking COVID-19 tests. Some other things, filling up the car with gas more often, commuting, having less time to spend on household chores, finding a parking space, having to clean the house for visitors, having to attend social events, going to meetings in person, and having to visit extended family members like the in-laws.
So doing the thing that we complained that we couldn't do the entire pandemic, which is see people. That's irritating.
Now I'm tired of it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So didn't see people enough. Now we're seeing them too often. Okay. I'm done.
By the way, also, I don't know if it was a Freudian slip or not, but TJ did say marriage there.
Yeah.
They're selling the condo and potentially moving out to the.
I was literally just talking about weddings.
I know, but.
A lot of marriage. You know what? No, I'm going with this. 999-999 If TJ's getting married.
TJ getting married?
Yeah.
This is
TJ's getting
big.
Married.
He's married, bro?
Yeah. TJ's married.
They engaged?
Yeah. They heard it here first.
He's so uncomfortable.
I don't know. Because I obviously want to marry Val, but we're not married.
Could be soon, though.
Could it be? Maybe.
Stop blushing.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Burlington driver was pulled over for playing the flute with both hands while driving his vehicle. Was charged with distracted driving.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if he would have been pulled over if it had just been the one hand. You know, those one-hand flautists?
Yeah. And they're like, all right, he's playing the piccolo. We'll let him get away with it. Piccolo is a smaller flute.
Thanks, TJ.
You're welcome. Halton Regional Police Services in Burlington shared the news on Twitter Wednesday afternoon with the hashtag flutes and driving don't mix. The flute, by the way, it's worth noting, was a wooden one. So it looks like it was hand-whittled.
Can you do that?
Apparently.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Police received a distracted driving call and expected it to be a phone, but it was a flute. He was apparently playing along to a song on his iPod and has been charged.
Oh, yeah. I would get a question for you. So you guys were in band or strings growing up?
I was in neither.
You didn't have any music?
What?
No, not really.
You didn't have a what?
You could be in it, but you didn't have to be.
What?
Why would you not be?
You didn't have to do anything from, like, we started music in grade 4.
No.
What is going on in Nova Scotia that you guys...
I gotta learn about fishing.
Is sing and play music and have fun in Kitchen Kaylee's. Are you kidding me?
We're all just the Rankin family. No, we did the recorder.
Oh, okay. I'm bringing
buns.
Producer Leah on here because we need a better answer than that.
All right, Ontario Education Minister, let's go.
Producer Leah, what were you in, band or strings?
I play the clarinet.
Okay. TJ?
I also played the clarinet, grade 7 and 8.
What?
And then grade 9, I wanted to play bass, so I bought a bass guitar. The day that you go in, you had to write down what instrument you wanted to play. And my first choice as a joke, I wrote the tuba. And then they signed me up for the tuba.
Yeah.
And then that's the story of how I played tuba for 3 weeks in grade 9.
So wait, you have no choice. You have to go into music.
You have to go into music, band or strings, one of the two. And
Ontario.
I remember I was the trombone, which was stupid because you had to carry it home with you.
Yeah,
it's big.
And then practice at home, it was terrible. And the thing was, is if I had been smart, all the girls I had a crush on were playing flutes in the front row.
Yeah.
I should have been either clarinet, oboe, or flute.
All the cool kids were sax or trumpet, and then like the cool weird kids were percussion.
I switched to percussion.
Awesome. See, cool weird kid.
When
what
I liked
instrument
boys,
you played in school?
I like drums. Yeah. Drummer boys, yeah.
Well, drums are hot.
Yeah, drums are hot, right?
Did you get any girls from the clarinet?
Yeah, tons.
Yeah.
This
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, there's a pre-pandemic you, and then there's the now you. And a lot of people still know the pre-pandemic you.
Yeah.
They're still catching up. And that's fine. But when you tell them how much your life has changed, and it's funny because you know their life has changed a lot too. They'll be like, seriously? What? So for me, you know, I was... my ex and I split before the pandemic started. Mm-hmm. I wasn't talking about it on the air. And then I met my girlfriend further back than you even know. Like, we kind of didn't talk about that either.
Yeah.
And so we've moved in together. And one of the things that always keeps happening is people are like, oh, cool. Man, don't you think that's a little soon? I'm like, no. But what I find myself doing is rationalizing it to them. So my question to you is, A, what do I do about it? And B, and more importantly, mm-hmm. how has your life changed and people cannot wrap their heads around it since the pandemic started? Like, what's the difference between you now and March 2020, TJ?
We got this text from the 905. I used to party a lot and had to be with my friends constantly. And now my boyfriend and I are saving to build a house.
Yeah, wow. That's incredible.
That's a big adjustment.
Build a house.
Yeah, that's big.
Well, listen, it's better than trying to buy one.
Yeah.
Godspeed. Yeah. Graham in the 647 texts us, my wife and I adopted a child during the pandemic to go from 2 kids to 3 kids. And I always forget that not everyone knows that when seeing people for the first time after 2 years.
Yeah.
There's no an kidding. Extra one, I see. Yeah.
Where did the third come from? Yeah. This is too mature to appear in the last 18 months.
But you know what you do? You don't say anything, and then you make the people feel uncomfortable, like they missed out. Like they just forgot that you had a third kid.
Don't manipulate them.
Yeah, maybe you're
that's
right.
That's funny. I like TJ's better.
No.
Julie says, I lost my job of 24 years and found my dream job during the pandemic. That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
This one from the 647. I'm a girly girl, and I got into heavy equipment and now operate a 374 excavator, which is a 70-ton machine.
I know what that is.
Yeah, the big old 374.
No. Oh.
Yeah, that's it. Well,
that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Bigger than a 373.
I thought
that.
Becoming a gardener was cool. Like, this girl can literally run an excavator.
Yeah, people are learning how to make bread. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to operate a construction site.
Yeah. Last one from the 905. This one's from Haley. I got pregnant at the end of 2019.
Wow.
Got married in 2020. And now in the middle of a divorce. And I have a 14-month-old baby girl.
Whoa.
Damn.
I learned how to manage on my own and not need a partner. Now do
good for you.
To raising this little baby.
Good for you.
I love that. Good
and you know what? No matter where it goes, obviously, with the divorce, let me just say this. It is really tough. No matter what century you're in, going through a divorce is terrible and tough on both sides. Yeah. And I just wish you the best because even the best, and I, honestly, I have to say, my divorce is probably best case scenario.
Yeah.
It is dark and hard. So keep fighting. Hopefully it'll be over soon. And then you guys can just focus on your 14-month-old because that's what's important here. You know what I'm saying?
Keep in touch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last one from the 416. Before COVID, I was very unfit, but since I've become a gym rat and now I'm in the best shape of my life, I can relate to that.
It's you, TJ.
Yeah. You know, guys, my warm-up is your workout.
No, stop it.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Buckle up. Facebook wants to rebrand itself. Facebook Incorporated, that is, not the actual Facebook website, but its parent company, which would make sense because Facebook itself owns like Instagram and WhatsApp and a whole bunch of other stuff that obviously went down a couple weeks ago. They've been under fire from regulators and lawmakers for a long time, as they should be. But Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has been talking up the metaverse, a digital world where people can move between different devices and communicate in a virtual environment. And he's been talking about this since July. So this is all part of that. I don't fully understand what that is, and then they talk about all the virtual reality equipment he's been investing in and all this. It's, listen, the movie iRobot is not that far from the truth, and we're all doomed eventually, and somehow Zuckerberg is going to be behind it.
Change him, not the name. Just saying.
Change him. I don't think that's going to solve the problems. Right. I don't think changing the name is going to solve the problem either. Looking at funny COVID memes makes the pandemic less stressful.
Hey.
This is according to a new research. They showed one group of people a bunch of popular, funny COVID memes. Meanwhile, the other group saw a bunch of, quote, other types of media. I don't know. I'm assuming they just watched Peppa Pig for like an hour.
Non-memes.
Later on, they were all asked to rate how stressed they were about the pandemic, and the ones who saw the memes were coping much better.
Oh.
The authors of the study say it shows how powerful humor is and how it can reframe the way we feel about stuff, even something as serious as a pandemic.
Mm.
Museum has started an OnlyFans account after TikTok banned it for posting nude photos of the art. Italy's Albertina Museum was apparently showing a lot of nudity, and TikTok had enough. So they started a OnlyFans account where they're showing all their content. I guess the last, the straw breaking moment they refer to it as was when they uploaded photos from a Japanese artist which depicted women's breasts,
no.
God forbid.
Uh-oh. Danger.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Can you imagine?
No!
We're cool with violence, but don't you show us those boobs.
Don't do it.
No, you keep those boobs tethered.
Hidden. Yeah. Those
hidden.
Boobs.
You put them down.
Source of life.
Even saying boobs right now. Yeah. We're going to get a CBSC complaint.
That's right.
Now, we are coming up next with another keyword for
That's
you.
That's right.
If you would like to live rent-free in 2021, wait till after Doja Cat. It's new music. Need to know. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.